The rich are different than us. They proceed through their lives on the assumption that anything is okay as long as they don't either get caught or have to go back and pay for it. The campaign of Meg Whitman is slowly but surely dissolving in a number of essentially scandalous revelations that don't exactly fall within the political parameters usually. Kickoff, of course, was the fact that she's spending something in the neighborhood of $150 million to buy the Post. But secondarily, she has just been revealed to have employed an illegal alien for 9 years without knowing it. And it's possible that she didn't know it, but when she found out, or when it was made apparent that the world was going to find out, she fired this woman in a manner most cruel, telling her that from here on, I don't know you, you don't know me, you've never met. I mean, really. So she's being sued by the housekeeper, who, among other things, alleges that she didn't get overtime for her $23 an hour, 15-hour a week job. Yeah. Things are tough all over these days. You just can't get good help. But now comes the revelation that Ms. Whitman has not exactly been honest about the house that the housekeeper was keeping. The original price or the original size of the mansion in Atherton that the Whitman family occupies was 3,700 square feet, which is a nice big-size house, but it is not the mansion that exists now at probably 15,000 square feet if you include the two or three other buildings that were added on, which is another question because apparently she never asked anybody's permission or got any inspections of her plans to add on to this McMansion, and now we're looking at some place that is probably worth somewhere in the multi-tens of millions of dollars that was originally a lot less. In fact, that's what the assessment says, and it's never been reassessed, and she probably owes some significant property taxes since this was bought after Proposition 13. So we're looking at a situation in which the attitude of the candidate is the real question. The technical points. Was the Social Security letter actually received? Was there actually a permit for repairs on the building, etc.? All of that fly feces in the pepper is not meaningful. What is meaningful is the idea that this woman, because of her wealth, presumes that she can just go through the world doing whatever it is that she wants, including spending a fortune on politics, and never have to answer for it. The question here is character or civil service. If you are a civilian in America, you do have a certain obligation to perform whatever it is you're doing within the parameters of law. And apparently living in Atherton in a McMansion doesn't fall within that category as far as Ms. Whitman is concerned. Do you really want somebody with that sort of consciousness or unconsciousness to be in charge of the state of California? And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.
The squeal tells you it's Pig Radio, KPIG 107.5 FM Freedom, and KPYG 94.9 FM Cayucas, California.